It's an absolute fabulous time. With my position as national president, I get an opportunity to go to various different counties. And as I was saying, we're in a wind down now from the activities of ICA. We're on our last few meetings for November, and now the guilds are going to have their night out, and that's the last hurrah until they head back home and prepare for Christmas.
And what is the main preparation for Christmas within all the guilds, do you think?
Well, I'm sure, our age profile is, say, 20 years of age till 90 plus. So in between that somewhere is the majority of our members would be my age or thereabouts, and they would be preparing. I know some of them are super duper and have their Christmas puddings made and cakes. I'm afraid I'm not like that. I will be making the cake and the pudding somewhere around the 8th of December, and somehow or other it's in time.
That seems quite late. You know the way all the books will be telling us we must have it done, oh, kind of sometime in November, and have them maturing and all the rest of it. But you don't think so?
No, I don't think so. And I also don't buy into this that I can't cut my cake until Christmas Day. I'm afraid whatever Sunday there is just before Christmas, I help myself to a nice slice of Christmas cake.
So you have plenty of time to enjoy it. And people who might call in.
Well, I love meeting people. I love people coming. I'm not a great visitor to other people's houses, but I like people coming to mine. And I'm afraid I'm a bit fond of the Christmas cake myself, especially the almanising. So it gives me an opportunity to have another slice.
Yeah. And when you're at home now at Christmas, is that a very important family time, you know, to be off the road from all your travels?
Very much so. Today is the 27th of November. I'm in a wind down. The last few days, the last few meetings now are this week. I'm at home. I don't put myself under that big a pressure. I take time for home and family. I think it's important. I have done whatever preparation I want to here at the house. And then as the 1st of December comes, I will start whatever bit of baking that I want to do.
And what advice would you give to people who aren't in your position? You know, they wouldn't have the background in the ICA now, and they do want to have everything absolutely perfect for Christmas, but they may not be great at the cooking. So what should they do?
I wouldn't worry too much about the cooking, because if you don't want to make the Christmas cake and the pudding, there's ample opportunities out there to buy whatever you want. And there's loads of ladies at the moment. I see them advertising on the parish newsletter that they'll make your Christmas cake for you. But what I'd say to you is don't panic about Christmas. You can only eat the one dinner at any time, so don't be panicking about it.
Do you see a lot of evidence around the country of people panicking about Christmas?
Well, if I go to do my shopping, I'm not one of these people that wait until 12 o'clock at night to do my shopping. I shop mostly on a Monday when it's quiet and calm. But I see people with young children, trolleys of shopping, children being agitated, and mothers under fierce pressure. I'd say to any mother out there or grandmother, take the young children for a couple of hours and let these young people do their shopping in comfort, and not be bringing children under stress into supermarkets and sitting up in trolleys and crying and upset. They'd be better at home with Nana for a couple of hours.
I'm sure there's many a young mum hoping there'll be a Nana listening who will do that. Mm-hmm. For yourself, though, with the family, do you think it's a special time for all families at Christmas?
I surely do. Christmas is very important to me. It's an exciting time. It's for home. It's a sad time too, especially if there's a vacant place at the table. In our family, we would have two sons who live and are married and work in America. This year, it's not our turn to have Mark and Thomas and their wives home. It's the families in the US turn, but they will be missed from the table. But when we come back from morning mass, a phone call is made, and we are very much in touch.
And that whole notion of getting in touch around the mass time, that's great tradition, isn't it?
Well, we always go to midnight mass in our church, because we have a wonderful singer, Regina Handley, that sings in the church on Christmas Eve night. So we go there, and we go again on Christmas morning. And we're not a family that go visiting other houses. We just go to Mass, we come home, have a relaxing time, preparation of the dinner and whatever. And it's all about relaxing and sitting and chatting.
Mm. And so what would you like to say to all your ICA colleagues now coming up to Christmas?
I would like to wish them all a very happy and peaceful Christmas, and especially to keep them and their families safe on the road. And please God, when 2007 we'll meet again at all the Guild and Federation meetings.